Hey everyone, it's the Mike Sitting Down podcast. Mike, why is your voice so messed up? I'm glad you asked, Mike. I am a bit under the weather. And it's not like I have some real sickness. I just have a cold, which is just like, I didn't think that fifth graders got colds, but apparently adults get colds too. It's a tough thing to admit. After like two or three beers, and you're like, "Nah, man, I'm straight. I'm like battling a cold right now. I think I'm just gonna like stop it too." Get some weird looks at the bar. Okay, man. As they slowly back away from you and look for someone more fun to talk to. All right, man. Well, you take care then. Turned down a cig the other day. Hurt bad. What did I do? Oh yeah, so I was trying to like I felt terrible about myself because I didn't leave the house. So like late last night, I took like a short 3-block walk to like a beautiful lake, Lake Michigan. You might have heard of it. It's in the newspapers from time to time, and I fucking get down to the lake, and I'm sitting there and I start following a crowd. I'm like, oh okay, well, I think I just kind of, I mean, that's like some bigger issue. And I start following this crowd, and eventually it's the families and people all dressed up and shit. I'm like, oh fuck, dude, maybe it's like a cocktail party, maybe they'll have free food or some shit. And they come to the lake, and it's Jewish people, Joes, doing Rosh Hashanah services down by the lake. It's like this little amphitheater thing where it's like there's this big like cement walkway next to the lake that has multiple levels, and people are all just kind of in it. And I was, whatever, wearing my little baseball cap and shorts, so I wasn't really dressed the part. And that's when I realized that it was Rosh Hashanah. and they had speakers set up, the whole deal. And I just sat there and listened to some prayers for, like, I was, like, off to the side, like, the outcast. Like, the kid that was, like, too cool to, like, Mom, can I go sit on the side? Religion's fucking stupid. No, yeah, I mean, I definitely was. It was kind of nice. It was like the sun was setting, although you couldn't see that because the sun sets not in that direction. But, yeah, I don't know. It was like, I was just thinking about how stupid they all looked, and then I realized, like, I kind of look stupid, too. I was just sitting there by myself. It takes some, like, balls, because if you look at these people, they're all goofy-looking. They're all, whatever, you know, like, Jewish people. They're all just kind of, like, and they're all old Jewish people, so they're all just kind of, like, I don't know, just goofy, and they were just mumbling in gibberish. It's like so fucking silly, but I found myself respecting the fact that they were able to go out in public and say such silly things, because I don't think I could do it. I think I'm just too judgmental and cynical to be letting out out in public or at all. But, and they even had, and I loved it because they had this one, like, young guy who, like, grabbed the mic when he was like, hey, I just want to let you know, my name's Terrence, I'll be, over in the corner, for all the kids that don't want to do the, prayers. I'm going to be doing some cool Rosh Hashanah stories. If you guys want to hop over here, I'll be over there. And then he, like, started, like, running in that direction, like, clapping over his head. Like, come on, guys, follow me. Trying to get the kids interested. So yeah, I ripped on that guy in my head for a good 25 minutes. Someone enthusiastic about something they truly believe in and want to share with others. Oh, classic. Yeah, but that was kind of like a interesting moment. I kind of avoid organized religion because it makes me fucking sick, but somehow I stumble into a Rosh Hashanah ceremony against my best intentions. Yeah, I don't know. What else is going on? Not a whole lot. We got a great podcast today. We had Taco and James on for a nice three-way. Talking about three-ways. Ignacio Juan Carlos isn't here today. We think he might have run away from his internship on the picking corn on the field in southern Indiana. The farmer hasn't told me anything. We do obviously have a tag on him, one of those tags you can put in someone's arm. So if we find him, we can scan him to make sure it's him. So thank God. But as of right now, we don't know where he is. He's not picking up his pager. And I mean, so if anyone obviously sees him, please email me mikesling.gmail.com.com, and hopefully we can have this resolved soon. I'm worried sick. I think that might be partially the cause for my being under the weather, which I'm sure is really, really annoying to listen. Sound like a fucking sloth. Let's listen to the podcast. So we talked about James's recent internet fame and Taco's fall that left him with the scar of Harry Potter and how that all went down. And yeah, I think it was a good combo. We'll be back next week for sure. That week off was, I was in the midst of an intense, I was like working really hard. And that's no fucking excuse, Mike. But next week we'll be back again with another interesting pod. Probably a Dillinger-Fairstein combo. We'll see. That's what the plan is. And we're still trying to get our hands on the Cocaine Boys debut track. We have all the cocaine, but fucking Omid is working on his EP to graduate from college. And he's holding shit up. Wrap it the fuck up, Mike. Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Hi guys.
Hey James, how's it going?
Hey James, interrupting your office hours.
What did you say, Henry?
Oh. James, I asked about interrupting your office hours.
Office hours are in 1 hour.
Oh.
Better question. Have you had a student visit your office yet?
I haven't done that. No.
Have you had a student try to seduce you during off hours?
Oh, that's the real question.
There's some really interesting emails I've gotten, but
really?
No one's made the move, you know.
Ooh, well,
nothing particularly lusty. Just some added spice to
smiley faces.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Or like off. Yeah.
For the sake of ensuring confidentiality at Rutgers University, can you read the email, just replace the name with Anna?
No.
Rats.
Rats is right.
The dudes really want to bro out with me and talk to me about Star Wars. They like Star Wars. I like Star Wars. They like Star Wars. It's not the end of the world.
I think they might be trying to get in your pants, James. I think that might be like the international code. Hey, want to come over to my place and talk about the William Falcon? Yeah.
Cross saber.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think there's a sense that I like a good Star Wars conversation. I can mix it up a little bit with Star Wars, Harry Potter. I told them that if they mention Lord of the Rings once, I'll give them detention.
Ooh.
And they reminded me that it was college and there is no such thing as detention.
Ooh, you know, James, a sass back. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well played. Would you ever have your girlfriend cheat on a Tusken Raider, Lord Sithius, Jar Binks, or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Ooh. But Obi-Wan
Definitely
Kenobi's
not
ghost.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, his ghost too. That'd be the worst. Go on.
Well, Obi-Wan Kenobi's ghost would be like probably the most frustrating, because even if he couldn't, because I don't think he has, you know, like physical capabilities. So it's like your girlfriend's choosing a ghost over like you and what you have to offer physically.
Damn,
and then
that's deep as fuck. That's real.
Yeah, that would really suck. And then, so for a Tusken Raider, I can't say that would be very pleasant, but Jar Jar Binks would probably be the one.
Yeah, I.
Yoda in that ass.
Especially because Jar Jar Binks becomes a senator at the end of Episode One, so he's like in a position of power.
Oh God, he has hella hoes up in there.
Jar Jar Binks is smashing in a penthouse.
He's killing he
in a
faraway
galaxy
in the back rooms of Coruscant. Yeah, he kills it.
Coruscant. that's a nice segue.
That'd be rather unfortunate.
That's a nice, like, as far as mystical worlds go, Taco, how is the scar on your head healing, and what can we expect from that?
Mike, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
you know, as nice as, the more egregious facial scars or wounds is now gone, and the latter, or the former, I should say, is now molding into a Harry Potter-esque scar.
Wow. Okay. So,
conversation starter.
Yeah. Wait. Were there stitches involved?
Yeah. Totally conversation starter.
So you had stitches on your forehead, Taco?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Now I hear you. Did you get stitches? Stitches. Okay.
No, I just got mad staples.
Staples on in the back of your head or the front of your head?
Kind of on the side of my head. It's kind of hard to explain.
Oh, fuck.
But I did indeed get staples somewhere on my head. And what's nice is, like I said, the scars come in nicely.
Yeah.
I made sure to soak up a lot of sun to make sure that the scar would stay permanent.
Okay, nice.
It's something that you would see a young Harrison Ford sporting and say, where's the Ross Ark?
Okay, I got you.
Maybe the future.
The scar along those lines, you know?
A lot of comparisons to be made between the old Taco and Harrison. I like it. Okay, nice. Wait, so then do you get the staples out yet, or are there still staples in your head? Or are those kind of disintegrated?
Dude, I did. It was complete bullshit, too. What's up? Funny. Was at one point, the staples just started kind of coming out. I started removing the staples myself.
Oh, smart, okay.
And then I got warned that there was, like, some inherent, like, danger in doing so.
Yeah, weird.
But I went to the doctors. I had to pay $30. They took them out in 5 seconds and sent me home.
Oh, nice.
That's the medical industry.
Spend on drinks, right?
What? I know. Wait, so have you gotten swasted since the Great Fall? Which I would love just a quick walkthrough of the events leading up to.
Yeah,
and
I need a play-by-play. Definitely need a play-by-play.
Dude, I would, too. First of all, I don't know if your asses have been concussed before.
Your boy has.
I have. We both have.
There's a 2-hour period where I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Actually, it was really funny. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but Louis London came to visit with me.
Yeah.
And I was really, really psyched to see him, right?
Of course.
What was funny was that he got really, really wasted with Cody.
Of course.
We both got wasted. And for once, I was the one who was like, the nice guy who was taking care of that.
Yeah.
I also made a demonstration in front of the females that French needs more than alcohol to me.
Yeah.
And so I was nursing them back to health, right?
Yeah.
In the meantime, there were some select maidens I really wanted to get my paws on.
And did you, like, so tell them Did you tell them, oh, my friends are just, like, so drunk right now. I'm just, like, here to help them. I would do anything for them, that kind of game.
Or just start apologizing for every other actions.
And, like, use it as a pickup line. Yeah, as a first line.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm not going to say I didn't do that.
Okay.
I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that, because I just don't remember. But it's probably a very solid play by me.
Okay.
With that being
That's
said,
honorable.
I returned Louis to bed, right? So I put him to rest. Mm-hmm. And then I got really excited to make up for lost time at the bars with the ladies, right?
Yeah.
So I
And you were probably like one man down, one less competitor, you know? You
put the sexy
exactly,
guys to bed
yeah.
and then hit the bars.
I just started feeding Jeevan and Michael and Cody alcohol to get them drunk. But so I put him to bed. And I was running down the stairs. And I don't remember what happened because I had a concussion. But evidently, I either, A, Michael jumped on me from behind on my back and I fell down the stairwell, or I just missed a step and went a face plant.
I feel like just the possibility that it jumped on your back means it probably happened like that, because that's not like a possibility.
Well,
you know, I think that's a hard thing to just conjure out of thin air.
Well, you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
Is I was asking around what happened for like 48 hours post-concussion, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people said they weren't there, or whoever was there wouldn't tell me. Like, I was asking Mike's flame Jen what happened, and she just didn't tell me, and she just said I fell down and was drinking.
Hmm.
Yeah, see, this is a problem, Henry. this is a problem. I'm honestly, I think that there might be some forces, you know, at work against you. I think there could be like a conspiracy going on. This is like one of the bigger mysteries of the bros since like the Kennedy assassination.
I was gonna say, do you think this is an assassination attempt or what?
Because I've heard all my interactions prior and post.
Right, and I think odd. I mean number one suspect. I mean, if my understanding of the situation, based on your retelling, is correct, Andy sort of nursed you back to health and like insisted that you went to the hospital and stuff. And like, I don't know. It's always that guy that has his arm around your shoulder. That, you know, I'm not gonna say anything concrete, but I think you should really take a look at his role.
I think Bluestein. I think Bluestein's pretty safe. I think Boss Isaacson's the number one suspect. He's the Lee Harvey Oswald here.
I think he is, given that he dislocated my shoulder at the senior field trip 4 years prior.
Yeah, I think you can make the argument that Mike's been gunning for Taco for just over 5 years now.
He's like Viggo. Yeah. He's like Viggo Mortensen, History of Violence.
Exactly. I thought you were gonna go Viggo Mortensen in Lord of the Rings. I was really excited there for a second.
Or Viggo Mortensen in Hidalgo.
Oh, a really under the radar picture.
Dude, Hidalgo's a solid flick.
Hidalgo. Wait, so you never asked Isaacson straight up, yo, do you jump on my back and make me fall down hell stairs and get a concussion?
Oh no, believe me, I did several times.
And what'd he say? Did he laugh?
Yeah, and he found several charming ways to disarm me. It makes me totally not think of my concussion anymore. Such as things as like, dude, I'm so glad you're all right. Now we can drink together.
Just not answering your question at all. Interesting.
Not at all. No one answering my question. So. But what was funny, in the middle of my concussion, and everyone told me I was loving this, is that there's a lot of drama going down about what to do with my body.
Yeah, we heard.
So, they didn't know how to dispose of you.
They didn't know
exactly.
If you
lied. What was really fucked up was all of our friends were trying to get me to go to the bars with them, and everyone who I wasn't friends with was trying to get me to the hospital.
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think you were probably a little bit too bloody
trippy,
for
right?
Bars, right?
Yeah, just a bit. I will say, if I'd be able to close with that head injury, I would have gotten a gold medal.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. Wait, so what's your first clear memory, or even vague memory?
I remember sitting down on the concrete and just looking up at everyone debating and fighting. And I remember being in an ambulance, literally.
Yeah, CPMC up off of Sacramento and Pacific.
Yeah.
You told them your buddy was in the biz, right? Because I'm sure you got some kind of...
Yeah, I mean, up until two months ago, I was in the medical industry pretty high up.
Yeah.
And so I really... And I remember, Henry, I remembered what insurance you had. And, you know, I knew that you were in network. I knew that you were in network with CPMC, so I knew you were sort of in good hands.
Yeah,
and that's why James.
But the real problem, is that you took an ambulance from like Lower North Beach to CPMC, which is like less than a mile.
No way.
And it's a bit of a problem. I would have gone taxi too.
Yeah, but taxi. It would have been really hard to get a taxi when your friend is covered in blood. Like I remember, I was trying to get Taco a taxi one time, and he was just like wobbly, and it took us like an hour and a half. So, I don't know, covered in blood and blacked out is a tough combination, but did anyone have a...
Yeah, I wasn't blacked out, though.
Oh, really?
I was confessed. I mean, I remember everything post and from.
Oh, okay. And, wait, did Matt have a car? Usually someone's driving of that group, right?
Yeah, someone definitely was. I'm not sure because I got there really prematurely early.
Oh, nice. Premature.
I really want to be a fixture at the pregame, you know?
Yeah, totally. Wait, where was the pregame that night?
It was at Mike's house.
Oh.
Oh, well, I hear a great story.
Yes.
It was a surprise party, right?
Yeah.
And this was all put together by the one and only Alex Sirianni.
Sir Johnny, wow, okay.
Sir Johnny. What was great was I was being traumatic because I was really trying to make some inroads with the maidens before we went out. And I was standing up Sirianni, turn on the lights and threaten to slap the sign shut up.
Wait, she turned on the lights and threatened to what?
Slap me.
Oh, because you were ruining the surprise?
Because I was ruining the surprise, trying to, you know, chat up with the ladies. Yeah.
Oh, no. You just,
you're just too excited. I was just excited, yeah, once again.
That's pretty classic.
I didn't get the night as a whole was fun, though.
Cool.
And so, concussed.
Okay, nice. So, just real quick, we heard about your hospital antics. I heard you were asking for a Vicodin and trolling the nurse a bit.
That's right. I was having the gnarliest headaches on Monday and Tuesday of the following day. It's just they weren't going to give me any prescription medication after what I said, you know?
They did not? Oh,
no. No, it's just really whack, really whack. What was funny is I spent all 30 minutes in the hospital because Jeevan, Mike, and Jen each came to visit me successively, claiming to be members of my family.
Yeah, okay.
And then people in the sweat said I was not the most popular patient of all time.
Fair enough, dude. So have you tried out your new, have you tried out the Harry Potter scar on the bars yet? Or have you yet to make your reappearance?
I have not set foot inside the bars since the concussion.
No way. But it's only been what? It's only been 1 weekend, though. You've missed.
Which, to me, feels like an eternity.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it is nice, though. It's Jeevan's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Oh, Jeevan's, yeah.
But, We will definitely be going out for his birthday tomorrow. I have a nice floral shirt to wear.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a nice birthday selection that I'm donning tomorrow.
Exactly. This is a fashion and sex podcast, so yeah, it's good to get the fashion component in.
I'm going to have to seriously pretend like it's my birthday all over again, you know?
Exactly, and try to tell the girls that the celebration is all about you. Okay, how long were you in the hospital and you saw your ruined bloodstained shirt? Were you stoked that it wasn't your Leah shirt that you were flaunting that night?
Good question.
Great question, Mike. I'm actually wearing my Leah shirt right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm so glad it wasn't you, babe.
Yeah.
So glad it wasn't one of my two Leah t-shirts.
Okay.
The old thing that was kind of whack was that I ruined my nice Ralph Lauren Oxford bun down.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Which was a solid piece. You know?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Especially as the winter comes and the outerwear becomes more essential. You know, that long sleeve outerwear is going to be.
I like to refer to myself as the master of layering.
Yeah.
And now this just might lead me to make another impromptu purchase or two, you know?
Uh-oh. Looks like you're going to stitch up that wound by shopping. Uh-oh, girls. It's that kind of weekend. Okay, so tomorrow you're wearing the floral t-shirt and then jeans. And then what are we thinking? Tim's? Jordan's?
Tim's. I have my new Tim's in that my grandma bought me in her joke.
Nice.
Very stable. Good for stability.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, so what do you pick up any major pieces for your birthday?
No, the only major piece, of course, the Timberland boots.
Okay.
My floral shirt is nice. And then I have two $50 pairs of socks. Well, $25 each come for me.
I have
my Cameron and my Aaliyah socks, which I'm really excited about.
Your Cameron socks. That's a heavy hitter, dude. About your Tim's, did your grandma just know you wanted Tim's, or did you pick those Tim's out and bill your grandma?
I picked them up and shot her like four different emails.
So you made it clear what you were trying to find.
I've made it very clear there's only one way to ensure my happiness on my birthday. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
It's the only way you can make me happy, Grandmama.
Grandmama, Papa.
Grandmama,
you all make me happy.
No, I want these.
Yeah,
you do want me to.
Yeah.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. And did your sister get you anything after you bought her that $50 festival toss?
she did not. No. Even better yet was I loaned her $100 the day before my birthday.
No way.
Nice.
Oh, that's classic, dude. Well, maybe Christmas she'll get you something special, you know. She just put same.
Yeah, I think I'm done buying my sister's scantily clad festival tops for a while though. to say the least.
Right on, right on. Well, it sounds like a really really, really promising weekend in store for you, Taco. If we can, and I don't want to offend you, Taco, if we can shift the attention over to Professor Jacinto real quick.
You do have my permission.
I'm sure there will be ways to tie you in, Taco. Do not worry.
And he's pouting in the corner, just like,
damn it. Yeah, I got it, good guys.
Yeah, look at that time. We want to ask, for those of you who don't know, James made a Craigslist article. I'm sure everyone knows. Made a Craigslist article trying to advertise, whatever, just made a list of things that he looks for in friends. And why don't you take it from here, James? Just give him a quick synopsis.
Oh, goodness. I wrote a blog, and to enhance the joke, I made a Craigslist ad that echoed the sentiments of the blog, which is that I had no friends in Philadelphia, my new town. And so the Craigslist ad went out, and then I got an email from a news station in Philadelphia, a local news station, and mm-hmm. they decided to run a story about it because my ad was so desperate and so oblivious to any sort of thought of like my own personal reputation they put it on the news, and then it sort of took off, and I got a lot of responses from 33-year-old single women on Craigslist.
Nice.
One or two guys offered me tickets to the Eagles games for free.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you should go.
Dude, that's right on my alley. 30-year-old woman, yeah, totally. Free football tickets?
Yeah, but the thing is, in order to go to the game, the game was at 3, I think, or maybe 2, and I had to get down to the stadium at 9:30 to pregame with these group of bros.
Oh, nice.
The guy told me that he had a LeSean McCoy jersey waiting for me.
No way.
It was just a little too much. I freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, you should have gone.
Dude.
That was a major fuck up. Boing. Boing.
No.
Whoa, James.
It's just a little too contrived. I don't know. I've gotten some interesting responses from single, like, late 30s, mid 30s women.
Yeah, James.
And it's been a little much. Yeah.
Can I cut to the chase?
Oh, nice.
Not a single nude.
No dick pics either?
That's okay.
No, dick pics. I got one or two face pics that went unresponded. One of the face pics I didn't respond to, and two days later, the same person responded to her own message and said, "No. Okay, well, fuck you too." And,
no way.
Ariola by trying, right?
Wait, that's so real. Was she a bit hurt or what?
I can't say too much good about her. You know?
Fair enough. And then we understand you went on a radio show and talked to some fun personalities for a while.
Yeah, I talked to two radio stations, and one of the guys was like, he was a classic like sports radio jock, you know what I mean?
Now we got James on the line. Here we go, James, like that kind of thing.
Exactly, and he would like, and if I said more than two sentences, he'd be like, yeah, that's all good, James. But, and then he'd be like, but, what do you think about the Eagles? And like, so he asked me like my opinion on the Eagles.
What'd you say?
And he asked me about the. I said that I'm not really into them, but I'm open to learning more. And then I said that. And then he was like, okay, but what about all the tree hugging hippies of the Bay Area sports scene? And I was well, to be honest, like, I don't really see it that way. And I started like explaining why like it's not that way, and he cut me off so hard. And he's like, that's been changed.
not what they're looking for. That's funny. Wait, can you find that online, or is it just gone to the ether? The internet.
It's gone. I haven't checked for that one, but I have the audio of the other one. Actually, it's not completely funny.
Oh, you did two radio shows?
What?
You did two radio shows?
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Hey, you didn't drop the fact that you had LeSean McCoy on your fantasy team?
No, actually, wait. Yeah, I did mention that. I did mention that.
I thought that would give you a lot of that.
My fantasy team, I want to check, like, there should be a bracket for, like, the worst fantasy teams.
We're both 0-3. Not having.
Yeah, but it's you and me. One of us is going to be 1-3 after this week, Henry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're playing, so that's right.
Wait, Taco, ooh, you're 0-3?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I don't know how either. I mean, I guess I just lost the game.
I personally don't have that too. That's a mystery. You know, I know exactly how I'm 0-3.
Yeah.
This might be my post-concussion comeback.
Oh, wow.
If I can steal a nice victory, maybe a kick or two this round.
Oh, nice.
Things will be really looking good for me.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, you're definitely front runner for comeback fantasy player of the year, even if you don't win another game, just for literally coming back to the fantasy league. It was big.
That's pretty fair. Messed up. Can you find a category that I can be a front runner in?
Yeah, well, we'll look into that, James. But so, James, how's the friendship search really going? Do we have any medium prospects, possible prospects? And when I say prospect, I mean friend, not intercourse prospect.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Mike. Later tonight, I'm meeting up with Alex Kaplan, brother of the Kaplan twins, older brother of the Kaplan twins. I haven't seen him in about 8 years.
Wow.
But okay. he saw the article, and he lives in a little bit north of me, and out of pity, he emailed me and said that we could go get a beer. I said yes.
He penciled you in for 8 to 8:35 for a quick beer?
I sure did. He said he might bring a friend, which I consider a new potential friend. So I'm pretty excited.
Cool.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, I like that. Well, yeah. I mean, if you get laid, you got to get laid off this once, man. I think you can, for sure.
I don't know. I haven't really, like, anytime a girl says anything to me on Twitter, I just feel super creepy. And so I just like, respond with a really generic thing. I haven't been too aggressive.
Okay. I think, what are you thinking long-term, like, projection-wise for this Twitter account, which I'm following pretty closely. I'm happy with it. I like the way it's headed, but I'm thinking long-term, are you thinking about any changes in your character or...
I'm thinking that things are, like, okay, so, like, it's basically, this all happened, like, a week ago today. So, in the last week,
holy shit.
I picked up a good amount of followers, and
500-something
now
correct.
The momentum, yeah, 500-something, the momentum Whoa. Has... stalled almost to the point of complete. It's halted. So I would say that the next place for this to go, there's nowhere to go but up.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, there's a good margin to go down. So I think I'm gonna. I think the character is gonna get pretty depressed and pissed off about Philadelphia and sort of just try and piss a lot of people off.
Nice.
Nice play. Also, do something extreme. Maybe release a controversial dick pic, which may or may not be yours.
Yeah, well, I like that talk.
Smart. Man. That's a smart move. And should I claim to get hacked with all the celebrities?
Or release a sex tape and just link Kim Kardashian's tape instead.
That'd be funny. Or you can, like, make one friend and then get really cocky about how you don't need all your fucking followers. You have friends now, and they're all fake as shit anyways.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Unfollow me. Me and Tommy are going, like, hitting the bar. We're going up to McGillin's. Don't come.
And, like, live tweet the night. Like, yo, Tommy had to go to the bathroom, but he never came back. Like, I'm still looking for him. And just...
Come back, guys. What are you guys doing tonight? What's hot tonight in Philly?
That'd be funny, dude. You could live tweet your entire nights out, and that'd be that might be interesting. Problem.
Yeah, I
also,
agree.
The comments on the Facebook page of the news station were like people just talking straight up shit about me, just like,
no way.
Like not holding anything back. Like, this guy looks like a pussy. Like, like go back to San Francisco. Take your AIDS back to San Francisco.
No
like,
way.
Deeply offensive stuff.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, dude, you got a lot of love from my friends, both male and female. They're all really,
thanks,
thought it was fucking
awesome.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was whatever. And as did all the rest of us.
A little bit flash in the pan. I don't know how I'm gonna keep the momentum going on this one, but I will try.
Hey, man, 500 followers is no joke. I've been on Twitter for 6 years and have managed to accumulate 141 followers. So you quintupled me in a week. So.
Yeah, there are professional baseball players that get sent down to the minors with that batting average. So don't worry yourself, all right?
Dude, you know that what was it? Some football player has more followers than every Major League Baseball player combined.
No way. Who is it?
Yeah.
It's got to be like Richard Sherman.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. That's who it is. Yeah, Johnny Manziel has more than every single Major League Baseball player combined.
Roger Goodell's friends with benefits.
Yeah,
I was passing. You know, I passed the TV. I passed the TV the other day. I don't have a TV, but I passed a TV at a bar the other day, and the headline on the ESPN or on ESPN was like, "Are the Browns concerned with what Johnny Manziel will do with bye week time?"
Just go on and get yacked out.
Just fly taken down to a chair with electrical tape.
Yes.
You must stay in Cleveland. He just goes to TGI Fridays, Monday through Sunday.
He just does a tantrum. I hate Cleveland. I want to go to Texas.
I wish I was never drafted here in the first place. Yeah, I mean, how much trouble could he really get into in Cleveland, fucking Ohio?
I don't know. You know, James, maybe he's VIP Stolle shows right now.
That's real. Stolle's really on the come up in the Cleveland rap scene. He's the biggest thing to happen to Cleveland rap since Kid Cudi, one might say.
Oh, Young Cutter did? Young Cutter was on Joe Rogan yesterday. Great podcast if anyone's a Young Cutter fan.
No way. You should just tweet at Joe Rogan that the "Why Do I Drink So Much and Smoke So Much" clip.
Why do I drink so much and smoke so much?
I mean,
and drink so much.
He's a common guest. He's a common guest on your podcast.
I know. He's been on the podcast like 8 times. Yeah. I mean, he's only been on Rogan once, so, you know, ipso facto.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Yo, Mike.
What's up?
How's Chicago going for you, though? I heard from a friend that you were killing it out there with the ladies recently.
Oh, no one said that.
I said that. Success story.
Yeah, Mike, tell us your successes and failures.
Yeah, you don't have to name drop anyone, but can you just replace the name with Rachel?
Okay. I literally have, like, almost entirely failures.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, don't play yourself short.
No. I've been kissing a few girls. You know, I'm just getting used to it. Yeah, you know. But nothing...
Hey, kissing makes for better kissing, am I right?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, I don't know.
Practice
Chicago's
makes
fun,
perfect.
Ooh, dude, I'm moving into a new place next in a few days, actually. That has like a massive.
You hit up like all ladies.
What's up?
Can you just, like, hit up an all-woman house to, like, improve your chances of...
No, I actually am living with a girl next time. It's me and a girl and some dude. So I have to cover the tracks when I take dumps. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Henry, how did you do that, dude? For, like, take dumps in a house of all girls?
How did I get there, or how did I handle it?
How did you handle taking dumps, and how did you handle avoiding their dumps and taking your own dumps without, like, you know, the two crossing paths?
Dude, weird, actually. All the gals that I lived with never took fat shats when I was there, actually.
Yeah, man. I think that's a common trend.
So I can tell.
So when they just took it down to the 7-Eleven on the corner and just took care of business down there.
I just smoked a couple of pots in the bathroom.
Nice. Wait. So when you wanted to take, you woke up in the morning and after like a long night of drinking and you, after whatever, a burrito and a half and a street dog, and you had to, and like 8 or 9 shots of vodka and cranberry juice and mango juice all mixed together, and you had to just shit all that out. Did you like take any precaution? Like, did you wake up early? Did you kind of wait for them to get away from the bathroom or what?
No, dude. I just let slow. Like, I don't know, really remember. Part of the truth.
You just let it out. Just open the floodgates.
I think a really important trick is to turn on the shower. You know what I mean? Get that sound going.
Oh my
god! And just combine the two.
Here's a great question.
What's up?
Do you plan on exposing yourself accidentally to your new roommate?
Like on like a really good dick day?
Oh, whoops!
Yeah.
Like you get out of the shower and you just come up and you're like, oh, I forgot my towel.
Yeah. No.
Well, Mike, you enjoy cooking naked. You always cook naked.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna like change just because of some random girl. Yeah, I don't know.
You're just cooking with an apron on, ass naked. That'd be hilarious.
My sack just hit, like rubbing against. Yeah. No, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be lying if it hadn't crossed my mind that I would like to. That, like, it'd be nice to have like that like relationship where you can just come and like make love like on like a random Tuesday night because you're live right next to each other. I'm trying not to project that onto her so that she doesn't know that, because that's creepy as fuck.
I don't blame her. Yeah, I get you. So can you tell us about your kissing stories, though?
They're not really entertaining. Most of them ended in like me like sad walking home listening to like Velvet Underground.
It sounds like I'm going through a really angsty period right now.
What's that?
Yeah, what's Velvet Underground?
It sounds like you picked up a copy of
Mike.
Yeah, great question.
I don't want to say, but
you should definitely say it.
Bill Blue Eyes. I've been listening to that song a lot. Linger on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and just like really
slow. Well, there are worse ones that you could be listening to later.
Yeah, it's okay, Mike.
Yeah.
I've been listening to The Girl by City and Color a lot recently, so I think it's worse.
Nice. So I don't know, some peaks and gutters, you know, or sorry, strikes and gutters, nailed sometimes, other times,
that girl from the subway.
Oh, she stopped responding to me. That girl was so hot. That was kind of like a life lesson type situation. This girl wanted to like hang out and she was sending me all these positive vibes, and I like went home and just fell asleep instead.
Nice.
Pretty stupid, but got some prospects.
You guys.
You know, it's working out, but go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just trying to delve further. James, it's just weird. You feel like Mike's holding back from us.
I'm not getting vibes that Mike is giving us full disclosure right now.
I got a personal story from A. Johnny Fairstein.
Oh, let's hear it.
And I'm really waiting to hear this be retold, but...
Wait, let's hear it.
Well, everyone knows that there's nothing better than a person telling a story secondhand about that person to that person. So why don't you go ahead?
Especially when it goes through my ears.
It's like the worst telephone companion ever. But go on, let's hear it.
Well, no, I didn't hear this. I mean, Johnny told me the crux of the story. I didn't know the details though.
Which was what?
About a particular maiden.
So afraid.
Color Rachel that you. She just happened to be in the same, and you guys just happened to go to the same college. Just kind of a coincidence thing.
I don't know. I mean, I hang out with people from my college. But, I mean, yeah. And I kiss some of them sometimes.
Nice.
And maybe, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It's cyclical.
Oh, Mike.
What's up?
Here's another good idea. Can you give us a guide to Wrigley Field?
Yeah, dude, I was at Wrigley yesterday.
How to Do Wrigley Right by Michael McClure.
Yeah, okay, well, I can tell you, yesterday, I live like two blocks from Wrigley, and all of our mutual friend, Ben Montalbano, lead guitarist of the Way Down Wanderers.
Banjoist.
Lead banjin of the Way Down Wanderers.
Lead banjin.
came over, we smashed a few brews, then went down to a bar just a couple blocks away, or like a block away. And we smashed some more brews there, smashed some shots, and then
my insides are like curdling. There's nothing I'd rather do right now.
And then we walked down. It was super nice yesterday. It's the last Cubs game of the season, so we met up with his friend. It's gonna get worse for you, Taco. Because this story's gonna go nicely. And then we go down to the Cubs game. More beers are had. and we watch the Cubs. And the funniest part is the Cubs end up winning 3-1. And after this game, everyone stays like for a song, and it's like the lamest song ever. But everyone just gets so whatever. So after the last out, the Cubs are like 18 games out of first place, and everyone goes fucking crazy. Like they're about like they just won the World Series, like high fiving, hugging, like jumping and stuff. And then they play this song called "Go Cubs Go." It's like "Go Cubs Go, Go Cubs Go." It's like the worst song ever. And I was like, oh, man, like, this song is so awful. It must be, like, a 100-year tradition or, you know, they, like, just can't help themselves. But it turns out the song was made, like, 5 years ago because they wanted a song to play after the games. It's so fucking lame. But everyone was so into it and so goofy and drunk.
Yeah,
and then afterwards, Montalbano, his friend, And oh yeah, Montalbano's friend lights up a spliff, and we walk down Wrigley Field, Wrigley whatever, or Clark Street, which is next to Wrigley Field, and the streets are just flooded, and people are and he just smoked a fat spliffsker.
No way.
Yeah, it was definitely a Henry type night.
Yeah, man, definitely a good time. I thought you were gonna say Diplo had a DJ sound, like the pitcher sound.
During the third.
Here's
inning.
A question, Mike.
What's up,
Mike? Here's a question. Have you been giving people in bars the San Francisco's not what it used to be talk?
You know what? No.
Ooh.
Yeah. I try to avoid it, but I can't avoid it. I definitely say there's a lot of like. I pick my spots to rip on San Francisco. Mostly though, my big problem with San Francisco right now is like the bar scene. I think it just like once you go to like a nice bar scene, like Chi-Town, my town. Where bar like I was
Chicago,
at a bar
called, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Like I was at bars. You can stay out as late as you want. Like I was at a bar till 5 a.m. last weekend, and like 4 a.m. 3. Like you decide when your night's up, as opposed to some douchey like bar person that turns the lights on at 1:30, and that just sucks.
That just rings a bell directly next to your face. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like fuck off. It's like harder to close when you only have like an hour at the bar. Yeah, whatever. Chicago's cool, but yeah, I haven't really dropped. I mean, I try not to rip on San Fran because San Fran's. I mean, especially because everyone here thinks San Fran's like the mecca of the world.
Okay, well, thanks to Taco and Yemenis for coming on. We do have one letter before you don't have to listen to my fucking voice anymore. My raspy Mrs. Fan voice. And again, if you want to write in, it's Mike Sitting Down. That's M-I-K-E, sitting down, that's sitting with an S, at gmail.com.com. Mike sitting down at gmail.com. Okay, first letter, and only letter. Hey Mike, big fan here. Please tell us listeners 5 interesting facts about yourself that nobody knows. And don't take the easy route by saying some sarcastic shit like, well, one time I had a picnic on Mars. Give us some juicy material. Thanks. Guido Sarducci. Oh, I think Guido is in cahoots with Tino Scarpelli and his beautiful wife, Tina Scarpelli. Tina, by the way, I love the cannolis you sent me last week to die for. I ate it right down to the plate and not a crumb left. So yeah, obviously Guido, nothing but respect for you. And I don't know if you're one of the bosses, but nothing but you respect for you and Tino and Boss Roberts and Boss Schwach and all the rest of the bosses. And of course, I will comply and tell you some interesting facts. I don't like bouncers, number one. I don't like bouncers. I don't think anyone is like allowed to be more angry doing their job than fucking bouncers. It's like, dude, you have to look at IDs all day and stand there. Like, don't pretend like you're being fucking marginalized. I don't think slaves had such bad attitudes as fucking bouncers. You hand their ID, give them a smile. They look at you like you're a fucking idiot. Then they look at the ID real quick, look back at you, and then just roll their eyes and give it back to you. Just get the fuck out of my sight, man. Whoa, sorry, dude. I'm just trying to like patronize the club and like inadvertently give you tips and stuff. Sorry for being such a fucking asshole. Hate that shit. You don't have to say anything. Just half smile. Just don't frown. Oh God, I hate that, dude. Such a marginalized sect of society. It's all just big dudes, massive fuckers that just have really, I don't know, generally it seems like they probably have no personality. I mean, maybe I'm just a rationalization, but the most part, I get it, they're tired, they've been standing there for 4 or 5 hours dealing with drunk people, blah, 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 blah. But like, what the fuck do you think the job was going to be? I don't know. I just hate that they get a fucking free pass. Like, there are a lot of people, you know, like, who like could easily be mean fucking waiters who have been waiting, standing up for 8-9 hours on a shift, dealing with shitty people and shitty tips and whatever, and they're not allowed to be fucking assholes, and bouncers are. It's fucking annoying, especially when they have like a power trip. Whoa man, like, you can't come in yet. Okay, sorry, I'll wait. I'm telling you, you have to wait, man. Boy, I don't know, if you give someone just the least bit of authority, they're gonna fucking they're gonna take advantage of it, and that nowhere is that more clear than fucking bouncers. What else do I like? Oh, I like intercourse. I don't get it when people say, even ask, like, how's the sex? I don't know, excellent, it was intercourse. It was great. I got to stick myself inside some girl and it felt really good. Like, people asking how, like, asking how it was implies there's a possibility it could be bad. Which, I mean, I've had sex that's better than others, but no bad. Come on. I have to reach way far back. But, I like gay people because they have the courage to be different, which I don't. I don't even like wearing a silly shirt, let alone wearing a fucking leotard. Like, I saw this guy at the library the other day, and he was wearing a onesie, like, strapless shorts. I don't know, it's hard to explain. Imagine, like, what you would imagine a Tarzan's wife wearing, and that's what this guy was wearing. And then he was sitting across from me, I was typing some shit up at the library, and then he started blasting, like, Mariah Carey. I'm not kidding, this isn't, like, a generalization or, like, a dig. He literally just started blasting Mariah Carey out of his headphones and started dancing, just raising his arms like a girl, you know, like when girls like dance with their girlfriends in a circle. It's like to like, oh, the single ladies, oh, the single ladies, oh, the single ladies, oh, the single ladies. If you like a lady, put a ring on it. And they all like raise their little ring fingers. Yeah, he was like doing that in the middle of the library. And I thought it was pretty fucking obnoxious, actually. I didn't think it was that cool. But because I was trying to work. But I respect the fact that he just is so does not give a fuck. He's so over it. He's willing to dance to Mariah Carey in a public place that's supposed to be quiet in a fucking jungle leotard. So, I mean, maybe that's not it's overboard, but yeah, I don't know. I like, whatever. I like the fact that he actually did it. What's another thing I like? Oh, I like when you go to a eatery and you ask for a cup of water and they give you like a generous size cup, maybe even like the regular cup, not a fucking shot glass for you to fill up 8 or 9 times. Every time you take a bite, you have to run over to the little water fountain. It's like, chill, man, I'm not going to steal your fucking free lemonade. Those people pay like pennies for that, for their like sodas. I don't know why they're so territorial over them. And again, some people use it, whatever, they abuse the water privilege, our privilege of water. Yeah, man, get off free water, people abused it straight up. Can't have it anymore. That's why we have to. That's why we went to the shot glass system, the Dixie cup system. Fuck you. I didn't bother your $9 burrito. Just give me a cup of water. And actually, I say burrito, but Chipotle has like some of the girthiest water cups around. Really decent cups. Really decent cups. I know I'm turning like taking something I like and saying what I don't like about it, but I'm just cynical and I can't. You know. What else? Oh, I like when girls don't get pregnant when you have sex with them, but I also don't like the idea that maybe I'm shooting blanks. Because I've had a lot of close calls and no, haven't hit the home run yet, thank God. Or not the home run. I guess that'd be striking out, just having a child this age. But I don't know, after a while, he starts to think like, you know, maybe this is a string of good luck, and maybe this is one ultimate bad luck that can't have a child. I think that's 5. Cool. Fuck country music. All right. Everyone have a great weekend. Keep sitting. Love you all. Keep sitting.